Georgia Baptist Assembly to a meeting that day, and all those, the bottom lands over there going into the Laterno Wabco Foundation, it looked just like about 2 inches of snow. It was beautiful.
Really?
I couldn't believe it.
Was the lake pretty fine?
No, it wasn't that cold. It was just frost. But the lake didn't had fog on it, you know, a little rise in moisture from the lake.
Well, if it had been that a little bit colder, then you would have said the lake would have... It was so cold last night that the lake did what?
Froze over,
that's what I'd say. You ever scaled over? Or?
Never heard scaled, but...
Skimmed over?
Skimmed might be, you know, a light.
Light? Oh, so there's a difference between a thick and thin freezing over? Yeah, okay, sure.
Our lakes here don't freeze over, opposed to a lot of places that you could skate on them and all that. We don't have that weather here. Ours, it's a light freeze over, but you wouldn't want to get out there and go on skates.
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
Well, speaking of freeze, what are the principal parts of freeze?
Frozen.
You ever heard prison?
I've heard people use it, but there's no such word.
Oh, Lord. All right, what do you call the room you use for special occasions in your house?
Parlor? Living room?
Right, okay. You ever hear... You said parlor?
Guest room?
Yeah, anything else? You say best room or guest room?
Guest.
You ever say hall or keeping room or big house or big room or...
Never heard of that.
Sitting room?
Sitting room back in the earlier, way, way back days, I've heard great-grandparents talk about the sitting room. That's like we have the great room now, you know, a big den where everything takes place. Back in that day, they had the sitting room where they did their needlework and their eating and their cooking, and they had the big fire, cooked over the fire and all that. I've got a big write-up on that. I think that was the day when people just lived in one big room. I don't know where they slept, Andy, but now I think everybody's going back to that great day idea. I really did.
They're either bundling up like they did.
Yeah, they're bundling up. You better believe it. They've got, you know, so many of the houses, your father would tell you this, so many of the houses not building a living room as we know it or a parlor, they're building great rooms. And they do all of their living in that great room. They entertain their guests and all right there.
Wow.
That's happening.
I know.
It's living.
Yeah, I've seen some with balconies around the upper level, people read up there. Because the heat rises and it's the natural thing to do.
That's right. And it's the most economical. And I predict we're coming to that day when you're going to have a stacked house.
A Regency High house.
I really do think we're heading that direction, and I don't think we're going to have spread all over houses in there with all these beautiful windows and porches and all that stuff instead of the past. If they have porches, it'll be for really living out. There'll be a reason there. It'll be sun or whatever. They're going to take advantage of energy-wise.
Yeah, put bunks out there and have a sleeping porch or something.
You wouldn't believe this, and this is coming out, but when I was at Young Harris College, the dormitory there was three stories, and it had porches that went all the way around on the back and the front, and they put beds out on those porches in the wintertime. I've gotten up a lot of times out of that bed and raked snow out of my hair, made tracks on the cover as you go in. I have slept under mattresses over there. Thin mattresses to keep warm. It was in a day when they couldn't build more dormitories, and also two people slept outside, two on the inside, and we alternated the time that we do this in the wintertime. Healthiest time I ever had. Get up, take a cold shower at 6 o'clock in the morning.
When did you study?
We studied at night. We studied inside, though. We didn't go outside, but those big old porches were used for that purpose at that time. A tragedy happened, though, the year before I went there.